There's a boy I know, he's the one I dream of. Ooh, looks into my eyes, takes me to the clouds above. Oh, I lose control, can't seem to get enough. When I wake from dreaming, tell me, is it really love? How will I know?
Don't trust your feelings.
How will I know?
Ooh.
How will I know?
Love can be deceiving.
How will I
know?
Hello, and welcome to episode 41 of Oral Intensity, a Glee podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Clara.
And today we're talking about episode 17 of season 3, entitled...
Dance with Somebody.
Oh, that was very sweet. Alright.
I try. I really do.
Alright, so no Dylan again. She tried very hard to be on this episode, and it wasn't even because of, like, finals or anything. She couldn't... Her school internet is really bad, and she
It's
tried...
really bad. And also, she's in IT, so...
Yeah. So she legitimately tried. She, like, texted me for, like, hours. She, like, tried Hulu Plus. She tried all these other things. And she's like, I can't get on the website. She couldn't watch the episode. It was, like, coming. It was, like, buffering so she could watch, like, 30 seconds, and then it would stop for 4 minutes, and then it would do 30 seconds. And it... So she couldn't watch the episode. Hopefully she'll be on the next one. She's going to be out of school, right, for the next one?
She... I think so. Yeah, because she's coming to visit me next Thursday.
Yeah.
So you know what we should do is podcast then.
Next Thursday? That would be like way in the future. We'd have two episodes to go over.
Really?
Actually, no, we'd have... Yeah, we would. Meaning Thursday. By next Thursday, do you mean a week from Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we'd have this Tuesdays and Tuesdays after.
You're right. Okay, so then maybe that's not the best idea. We can probably podcast over the weekend.
Yeah. So hopefully this one will go up on time, meaning at least before the next episode airs. So, because I'm going to try to get it up early tomorrow, meaning Tuesday. So, you know, we're trying to keep on a good schedule and stuff with everything going on. But hopefully this one will be earlier. Like last time it came out on Thursday and I was late, so I felt bad about that. But, yeah. All right. So I just got a couple little notes here I've been thinking about Glee that I just want to mention before we get to the actual episode. One thing is there are just way too many songs per episode. Next week,
yeah,
there are going to be eight songs again. I think there have been 8 songs like 3 weeks in a row. And they're celebrating their 400th song in 3 seasons.
I mean, also, like... These songs in this past episode, they were long. It wasn't like, oh, there are a few short songs. No, they were all like full songs.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. They didn't do that this much at the beginning of it. It's like they're finally like trying to cram in as much money as they can get in the last, like, I don't know. The other thing that's weird, and I don't know if this is just me being tired of Glee or like Glee fatigue or what, but I haven't bought a Glee song in a while. Like,
yeah,
I haven't really cared enough. You just Twitterified about the podcast and so the text message that made it laugh.
I was trying to be covert.
You converter. So anyway. Yeah, so I mean, it's weird they're doing so many. 403 seasons.
I really don't feel like they're spending enough time on each song. Like, they're all sort of okay.
Yeah.
But none of them have been, like, really awesome recently. I don't know.
Well, okay. I sort of don't agree with that if you forget about the 7-week break. Because I thought that, like, Cough Syrup was really good. I thought Smooth Criminal, which actually wasn't, episode-wise, wasn't that long ago, was really good. I thought Stronger in the regionals episode was good.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so not counting the 7-week break. That's true. I think that this half of it has just not... I think it's also because there's so much drama going on that, like, what happens is either I'll be like, oh God, this is so dramatic, or like, oh good, this is finally like a good dramatic scene, and then it like goes into song. Either way, it sort of like is undermining the drama instead of like helpfully contributing to it like it used to.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and then the other thing I wanted to mention was they mentioned something about how like Kurt hadn't. There was some offhand line about how Kurt hadn't sang in a long time, or
Yeah.
how he. Oh, it's not even offhand. He says to
No,
Blaine.
he says it to Blaine. That's
Yeah.
one of the things that they talk about.
Which that felt really out of context of the rest of the argument. It felt
Well,
really.
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but he says that, and so I went and looked, and it actually it's surprising. Kurt hasn't had a song all by himself since episode 2 of the season, so it's been 15 episodes.
Yeah, I wasn't like overjoyed to see him singing,
Yeah.
but I was glad.
Yeah.
Actually, because he really hasn't sung in a long time.
I mean, that's kind of not a very good accurate thing. I mean, it's accurate that that's the first time he's sang by himself, but he's saying he's had a lot of duets. He's had a couple with Blaine, and he just sang Ben a couple episodes ago, but he was with Rachel and Finn.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I need to take a call really quick.
Okay.
Hold on. Hi, Mom. Good. I'm podcasting. Zero. $0. Yeah, that doesn't count. I have $0. Okay. All right. Bye, Mom. And that's my life.
So Clara has $0. I like almost want to leave that
No, Mom, I have $0. It was like, how much scholarship or gift aid have you received from outside sources? So I was like, Mom, you know better than anyone. Zero.
boy. All right. So, yeah, so I just wanted to mention the Kurt thing. And then I also want to say, where the hell's Beast? I don't think we've seen her. I mean, everything's kind of messed up in my head because of the 7 week break, but I'm just
Yeah.
pretty sure we haven't seen Beast in a really long time.
No, we haven't. Wait, hold on. Hello? Hi, Mom. Okay, yeah, definitely. All right, bye. Need to talk about my taxes. I'm
Oh.
such a grown-up, guys.
I don't
Taxes
even
and
know
no
how much
money.
of this to keep in and how much not to. I
Okay,
think I'll just cut it down but keep the general idea. Oh my god. All right. So, yeah, just mentioning Beast. I don't know. I mean, he does seem sort of not important now that Sue is friends with Will, but I mean.
no, the whole thing is. I don't know. I think I definitely agree. It's because of the 7 week break is that I can't figure out like when did things happen.
Yeah. And then this next bullet point I have is the moon. Do you have any idea what this is referenced to, Clara?
Could it possibly? I can only think of the fact that Emma was like, "Oh, the wedding should be on the moon." That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, so I was pretty sure. Now I'm definitely sure that you weren't on the podcast where we talked about crazy ideas of, 'cause you know how Ryan Murphy said there's gonna be like this revolutionary thing at the end of the season that's how the characters are gonna stay on the show.
Yeah.
So we were coming up with like ridiculous things that they could do to like
Yeah.
totally the show. And one idea that we had was that like the world was gonna end and they were gonna fly to the moon and all live on the moon together. And so they're
And
just
now it's coming true.
clearly, that was foreshadowing of they're gonna do the wedding on the moon and sing songs
Clearly.
on the moon.
Clearly.
I mean, that's the only thing that could have anything to do with, right? Okay, and then I have one other question. It's about Niada. Okay, this doesn't make any sense to me that it's now what? I mean, the
May.
fact that we're all saying goodbye to each other, it's gonna be like close to May. Oh, wait, that's what I said, 42 days, so it's just April, right?
Yeah.
They haven't done their auditions yet. There's no
They haven't done their
school.
callback auditions.
No, but if they don't do this audition well, they don't go to the school.
I know.
So,
I
what
don't
kind
know why they didn't. I don't know why they didn't audition for other schools is mostly the thing.
of. Yeah. No, but okay. But what school. The schools really do that? Like, if you have to do an audition, wouldn't you do it with your application?
I mean, my parents are both conservatory people, and I get the feeling that it's slightly more rolling admissions-y,
but not to the point where like you're doing your callback audition in May when you started the application process in like September.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, like my friend is doing is gonna study abroad in the fall, and he applied to theater programs in Italy and England, and when he applied, he had auditions where he had to do like readings and songs and stuff like right at the same time he was applying. So I don't really, I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that there are like auditions and callback auditions because, let's see, I'm trying to remember from people I know who ended up going to music school. I feel like so first you audition and then you like audition for a specific faculty member maybe, or like first you send in a tape and then you go and actually do it for the people.
Yeah.
This is my understanding. I'm not really.
Okay, so is the issue more that just that it's weird that they didn't apply to multiple places?
That's weird. Also, just the fact that they still don't know in May.
Yeah, it's freaking like get a graduate and they don't know whether they're going to school or not at the couple months.
Yeah, I mean that is silly, obviously.
it's pretty weird and I don't get why. And like why couldn't the first half of the season ended with this? Like why does this have to be near the end of the season? I don't really get
I
it.
don't, yeah, I also don't know. There's so many other dramatic things. And also, are they really both going to get into Miata? Really?
Well, okay, but do you know what next episode's about? All
No.
right. Well, it shows in the promo, so I'm gonna talk about it. So Whoopi Goldberg is gonna be the judge of the Niata thing, which is
Oh.
silly.
Oh, right. I remember she was coming.
Yeah, and the whole thing is that Rachel chokes at the audition and screws it up.
Why does it have to be Rachel?
Because Kurt is gonna sing songs from Phantom of the Opera, and yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's just to create drama that I don't care about because clearly something positive is gonna end up happening for her, even if she's upset for like an episode or two. So like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
It's just silly. I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, cause like from what I mean, I heard. I don't even know if this is true, but like I heard someone say like, oh, she's gonna screw it up, and then somehow she's gonna get like another chance, and she'll get it to happen.
Yeah, so perform like by herself or.
Yeah. They'll like see her at nationals and be like, "You are a good performer."
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But on the positive side, next week has a lot of musical theater songs.
That is a positive side. I really miss that.
It's a weird combination of songs. There's also like Schools Out and there's like four or five
Why are they singing Schools Out?
because school's almost out.
No, it isn't. I'm in turn.
And yeah, they have like a couple of random, like completely random songs and then a bunch of musical songs. It's funny. Yeah, but anyway, let's get into Dance with Somebody. How would you grade this episode?
BB minus.
Okay. And why would you go with that?
Because well, the songs were good. None of them really blew me away. So the music wasn't enough to raise it in my mind.
Not even the first one?
The first one was good,
Yeah.
but it's again, it didn't it, I don't know, it didn't register with me emotionally.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was like it didn't feel like very emotional to me.
Yeah.
And then like the drama stuff was just a little too much
Okay.
for me.
I give it a B/B+. I think there are a number of issues with this episode. The main one, well, not the main one, but like a big one is just the way they shoved Whitney in there for no reason was just
Yeah.
badly done. And I just felt
I
like.
think if this hadn't been a Whitney Houston centric episode, I would have it, they would have and they hadn't had a million songs that were
Yeah.
long, I would have given it a much higher grade because they could have focused on the character development instead of resolving the major conflict within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. I think the Kurt. I mean, we're gonna obviously. I'm just gonna do a bullet, like a one bullet point of each storyline real quick, and my explaining of my grid, and then we'll get into more detail. But I mean, I think the Kurt Blaine stuff was almost really good.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get where it should have gone. I thought the. I mean, the reason it's up as high as it is I thought the Bert scene was really good. I think the Joe Quinn stuff was pretty good. I have issues with it, but I mean it wasn't terrible. And then they had a bunch of little tiny little scenes here and there. And I mean I like the music. And the Will stuff was why did I give it such a high grade? I mean, I guess I am giving it a B. I overall liked the Kurt and Blaine story. I think that's why I it has its issues, but I still mostly liked it. But let's get into that's want to start with Kurt and Blaine.
Because that's really the biggest plot
Yeah.
in this episode.
So is this the thing that you were talking about, how it got resolved really quickly?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not assuming that it's actually done, and so I guess that's why I am grading it higher than I should be, maybe. I mean, I feel like this is a good storyline as long as it does continue, and I can't see how it can't continue if they're going to continue being in a relationship. They clearly show that they have a lot of issues in this episode, and I feel like.
On the other hand, they have so many other plots to develop that I'm not sure they will be able to give it time.
Yeah. I mean. For one thing, one of the part of the result here is Blaine that Kurt says, as far as I'm concerned, you'll come visit me in New York every weekend.
I mean, I took that as like, exaggeration
Yeah,
that he's going
but
to visit all, but yeah, no, look, I live in the mid I go between the Midwest and the East Coast, and you can get not super expensive flights, but that's not the sort of thing you're gonna do every weekend to visit your boyfriend.
it would probably be maybe once every month and a half, if he's lucky.
Yeah, that's feasible.
And I guess, I mean, to me, it seems. I don't. I mean, they want us to believe that these characters are in love with each other. I don't think I've ever seen them being in love with each other, aside just like superficially. And I mean, if anything, this episode just completely convinced me that they will not work after college. I mean, once college starts. And that Kurt will definitely, and well, I mean, at least realistically, and I think should meet someone at college. I mean, if he's around all these people that are, Niata people, and I mean Chandler, I don't like, I don't. I'm glad that Chandler was. I mean, he was really over the top and silly. But I am glad with the way that they used him for just like emotional cheat. Like Kurt clearly didn't like actually want to date Chandler.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad because I think that that sort of storyline where Kurt does want to date someone else should be something that happens when he goes to college. So I thought this sort of emotional thing, and I thought actually showing that Blaine was, sort of being freaked out by this whole thing of him going off was a good realistic thing to show.
Yeah.
What do you?
I absolutely agree. I also, I mean, this is just bringing up yet again the whole like, Kurt, why, I mean, not Kurt, Blaine, why did you transfer schools to be with Kurt for a year? This is such a childish mentality, A year is such a long time. It'll be forever.
I don't it is sort of realistic, and it is. I mean, I don't know if it's realistic the parents. It was not realistic in that the parents would let him. It's realistic that he'd want to. And I mean, I guess it does save the people money. And it's not like it doesn't seem like. Well, I guess they do get a pretty terrible education if Will's one of their teachers. But I mean, he made friends there. It seems like sort of. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We never really see him interact with anyone other than Kurt,
That's true.
so.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird, and I just I do want to give them props on one thing, and that for the first time ever, I sort of believed that Blaine was younger than him.
Yeah, me too, but still in like appearance, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for the storyline, yeah.
How do you feel about Chandler?
I wasn't insulted by him as I feel like some other people were. But like, whatever. I don't think we were supposed to feel attached to him.
Yeah,
Like that's
I don't want to see him again. I can say that much.
Yeah, I mean, it really wouldn't make any sense unless it was like a throwaway, like second thing.
I will say, I don't know if they were trying to be funny with the text that they sent.
I know that they were just creepy.
Like, I don't know if like they were like trying to be like so ridiculously like not something that someone would say,
Yeah, I
they're
know.
like things you get out of a book of like cheesy pickup lines. So I don't know if they were trying to be funny by being like ridiculously over the top with the cheesiness, but it was just silly and it was just like, why is
It
this?
was gross. The thing about the asp.
Yeah.
Taylor was watching. Taylor watched this episode with me, and so first of all, she was like, "Wait, Quinn's in a wheelchair? Wait, what?" And then she saw that, and she just like face palmed.
Oh my God. Yeah. I will I but see, I have to give them props because I feel like there were some realistic things happening here. Like I think it made sense that Kurt would even except the content aside of those texts, that it made sense that you know, he things had become stale with Blaine and that it is hard to maintain something like that for so long, especially when you're young, and that it made sense that this guy made him feel good about himself. And then it also made sense that it would be a huge deal to Blaine, and that Blaine would be freaking out and being distant because of the whole, you know, moving on thing.
The fact that Kurt never apologized for it is a little
Yeah.
weird and bad, and that's why if they don't bring this back up again, I'm gonna be just really angry.
I also want to give them props for, or at least Rachel props for, you know, actually being a human being and being like, "What are you doing?" to Kurt. And okay, so from your tone of voice and everything, you completely believe this is cheating, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I mean, I think that is sort of up for contention, to a degree. I mean, I agree. I think that it is, but I mean, they aren't even like. I think it's only up for contention because they're not even like meeting up or anything, and Kurt isn't like actually doesn't seem to actually be attracted to him. So I
It doesn't, it's the intention. You're flirting with someone else. I mean, it's like,
don't know. Yeah.
it's not, I mean.
I think there are definitely people who would just go, "Oh, look, you're just flirting. It's completely harmless. He would never actually do anything."
But why should that matter? Why should like a physical act mean anything else? Like, it's still a betrayal
Yeah.
of another person's expectations. That's what makes it cheating. It has nothing to do with like a physical act.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'm just kind of saying I know there are people that would disagree with you.
They're wrong.
yeah, I mean,
I
no.
mean, it depends precisely on what exactly Blaine's expectations are for the relationship.
Yeah. And Rachel made a good point where if you're not going to show him to Blaine, then clearly he knew he was doing something wrong, so
Right, exactly.
yeah. All right. I think we went over everything there except for the Bert thing. How did you feel about Bert?
I liked it, but also I feel like everyone is really freaking out about like how they're never going to see anything ever again. And it feels really like they're trying to fit in their emotional growth into the TV like season arc much more than a realistic arc because like I don't know, I don't feel like they have so much longer to go before they actually leave.
Yeah.
That like okay yeah in high school you're still like oh you know we're graduating that's so weird but like I don't think you actually I don't think I felt that way until I actually started saying goodbye to people.
I don't know if that's different from person to person. I will say that it was a little weird, like the scene with I liked the scene with Puck and all the guys, but it had. It was A, weird for it to happen. I agree. Like, that's something that's like, why wouldn't that happen 2 weeks from now? Or, like, I mean, like a month from now. And also, I mean, on top of that scene was weird just because we've, like, never seen the guys actually be friends, really. I do agree that some of these goodbyes seem strangely premature, but I also feel like there are some people, I mean, that this is a huge deal and they're thinking about it all the way up to it, and that would, like, be very dramatic about it.
Yeah, but like everyone.
Yeah. No, you're right. I don't know. I don't like is everyone being that? I mean, like, isn't it mostly just like Puck, Rachel?
Santana, Brooke.
Santana's not like freaking out about it though. She's just like
Santana
reacting to
put Rachel's
Rachel.
face in her locker.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Also, was that a thing? Because I. What?
Putting up someone's face in your locker?
Yeah.
Not other than like a boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't think so. I mean, I never really put anything in my locker, but I mean, there are people who decorate their. I guess you might have a picture of you with the friend. That's
Right.
what.
No, that's much more normal.
Yeah, you're not gonna put like a wallet photo of the person in your
Yeah.
of someone you're really not friends with. Like, see, I wish they just stuck with the oh crap, I think I'm actually gonna miss you thing. Like, I thought that was in Santana's character and wasn't too far. Like, but I don't
Yeah.
know. That was weird. I but I don't do you really I don't think Bert was overreacting. I think that's a perfectly normal parent reaction, and that they would be premature with that, and they would be thinking about it the entire time.
I do think they would be thinking about it the entire time. It's just also like they don't even know whether Kurt's actually going to New York.
Yeah.
I feel like my mom would not have been doing that before I knew what I was doing. She would
Yeah.
crying because she didn't know what I was.
Yeah, I do. I have this one friend who's a twin, and so they're, I mean, he and his sister were leaving at the same time, and he told me the story about his mom was just like at the gym one day, and she started thinking about them both leaving, and she just started like sobbing at the gym and like
Oh.
ran home and like tackled them with hugs and like was
Oh.
sobbing. Yeah. It's really sad, but kind of funny too.
I mean,
But yeah.
it's funny for us now, I think,
Yeah.
because we know that like our parents have been able to deal.
Yeah.
But I do feel like in those anxious months of the summer and like the first 1 or 2 months of college, it is like a major concern for both the student and the parent and the
And I do, I mean, it really, I mean, for me at least, I sort of agree with that. It's not like things are going to like be terrible from then on, but they will n never really be the way they were at that time.
especially because they're so close.
Yeah. And but at the same time, I mean, in my experience, for a lot of people, that I mean, you can get a better relationship with your parents once you're not living with them,
Yeah,
because
I feel like actually my mom and my parents and I and my brother and I, like, we have more meaningful conversations now, and like we actually talk for a longer period of time instead of just like, yeah, okay, maybe I was around them a lot more
yeah.
before, but now I can talk to them. Because I'm more like my own person, so I have my own things to say. Whereas
Yeah.
high school, like, yeah, but
Well, plus high school, you're still in like the super rebellious, like my parents stink
I was
phase. Well, I mean, not you, but like a lot of people are just like, I want to get the hell out of here phase. And, you know, and once you're able to like, once you're not around them 24/7 and they don't control you as much, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right. We talked about the crazy Rachel thing with Santana. We talked about the puck thing, unless you want to say more about that.
No.
I really, I'm sad that we never got more of the guys actually do. In general, we never got any enough friendship scenes out of anyone.
Nope. We got a lot of relationship scenes,
Yeah.
though.
Like they could have had the entire episode be a, like, even though as over the top as the what's the senior skip day thing was, the entire episode could have been just about that and
And
them
them
out.
having front, yeah, then, yeah.
That would have been better. They
Yeah.
never do like just one storyline. You know what I mean?
Well, definitely not when they also have to, basically, one storyline is all music.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily complement any of the other storylines, but is a storyline unto itself.
Yeah. All right. Also, I wanted to just mention I really liked some of Brittany's lines in this episode.
Yeah, me too.
She has this great line about when Blaine is talking about cheating. She goes, "Cheetahs are the fastest land animals," or something like
Yeah.
that. That was really funny. And then she had the great thing about Joe thinking that Joe was a girl.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Joe Quinn, what did you think?
Okay, so first of all, thank you for listening to the Glee Project podcast, creators of Glee, because as you will know, I have been advocating for this relationship for a long time. However,
Why does it have to happen in physical therapy?
However,
I saw it and I was like, oh God, they've just decided to ruin all my happiness. I could have really liked this.
Mm-hmm.
I could have really liked this. And instead, it was creepy.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it was like this weird, like, hypersexualization of something that shouldn't be sexualized because it's about Quinn, like,
yeah,
getting back. I don't know. It was and really weird. And why is it Joe helping her, not her doctor?
Yeah, it's a really
and
good point.
What? So, anyway, but like, in terms of their relationship, mm-hmm. yeah, I like them as a potential couple. And, luckily, Samuel is, like, a decent actor.
Yeah. I can tell you exactly why this has to be super hypersexualized. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because Ryan Murphy is obsessed with Catholics and Christianity. And so he had to make it not about them having a relationship, but about Joe wanting to have sex and having to struggle with that.
Okay, so then why did it have to happen during physical therapy? Because that still could have happened somewhere else.
No, because that the sex physical therapy is the most sexual place anyone's ever gone.
Oh, why? She could have. I don't know. There could have been something else that didn't. It didn't have to be that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So, I mean, during the episode, I didn't have as nearly a negative reaction as a lot of people I've heard did. And a lot of people were like, this is so disgustingly creepy. I mean, I was fine with it. The more I think about it, the more I'm kind of like, eh. But I will say that they're once again not treating Quinn's character very well, because she just had this whole big thing where she was level-headed. She was telling Rachel, you shouldn't let guys weigh you down when you're about to leave for school. You know, she had that whole song where she, like, was saying goodbye to Puck, Finn, and Sam, and saying, I don't need a man anymore, I'm about to go off into the world and be a woman, and blah, blah, blah. And now she's starting a relationship with this younger, homeschooled, crazy Jesus guy.
I think Glee is a lot about how you need a relationship to be happy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what kind of relationship. But if you don't have one, you're never going to be as happy as the people who do.
Yep.
And that's a shame that they did that. But if that's going to be what happens, I like Quinn Joe more than
yeah.
Quinn Sam. And Quinn Puck got really weird.
Yeah.
Obviously, Quinn Finn was doomed.
I still
Quinn got... Artie. Well, I didn't want Quinn Artie either.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of art, well... Speaking of art, we'll get back to art in a second, but the thing you're saying about how you have to have a relationship or else you're never going to be as happy as the people who do, that's like even built into the song they sing this week when she's like, all my friends were telling me you need to like go find someone to be happy or whatever. Like there's a line I'm like about that with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say for me, even though yeah, I do like the idea of Sam and Quinn together. I mean, of Samuel, of Joe and Quinn together. But I still think that this would have worked better for me if it had been Puck, if it had actually been someone who meant something meaningful as opposed to this random guy who came along. Like, I feel like if Puck sort of, like, turned things around now, it would have been, it makes more sense that it would be hard for her to, like, pull away with all that history.
I disagree. I think it's a lot easier for her to get into something with Joe because there's not that history. Also, because I think Joe, she and Joe have a connection on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
That she didn't have with Puck.
Okay.
She didn't, you know, so I feel like she wants a deeper relationship if she's going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she didn't say that they were officially in a relationship.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see.
Yeah. But that's just weird because there's only a month left. So.
I know.
And also, okay, so then it would, if they were just going to be like, literally, then it, what should happen in, like, the real world, what should happen is that they just, like, maybe go on a few dates, maybe, like, make out a little bit or something. But instead it's like, we have to have sex right now. And it's like, oh my God, sex. Like, why can't he just be like, oh, I want to make out with her. He's never even kissed anyone. So, like... And also, I'm pretty sure it's like Quinn didn't have. I'm pretty positive Quinn didn't have sex with Sam, and we never knew for sure whether she had sex with Finn. So
she didn't.
I don't think.
I mean,
Oh,
it was
actually, I
implied.
don't know.
What?
Okay, so maybe.
It was implied, but there was never clear. So as far as we know, it's not like he has to have sex with everybody. So I don't really.
No, I think it's much more about Joe wants to have sex.
Yeah. And I also want to know what he if he knows about and how he would deal with the idea of her ha about knowing about the pregnancy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember whether he knows or not. I don't think he does. And I bet there's going to be drama. Oh, also, wait, another thing Taylor said while she was watching the episode. When Santana put the photo of Rachel, she was like, "Oh my God, now there's going to be lesbian drama." I was like,
Oh,
"Oh God,
that's been
if
going
I
on for a
see this."
while.
No, if like Brittany sees it and then she's like, "Why is there a picture of Rachel in your locker?"
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, were you the one or was it Dylan the one that I talked about for Barry with?
It might have been both of us.
Okay, do you so you know about for Barry?
Yeah.
So, like, people are like crazy about for Barry, and then this episode happened, and Rachel and Santana had that like sexual song together, and then this crazy thing with the picture, and people like freaking out about it, and they're like, ah. Also, people are really excited because in the Body Switch episode, Brittany and Santana are in Rachel and Quinn, so Diana Agron and Lea Michele could actually like have a lesbian thing happen.
Oh.
Yeah, this is what happens.
That episode. I'm really excited for that episode.
I am too.
Way more than prom or graduation.
Yeah, there's also okay, speaking of ridiculous amounts of songs, there's like an entire album for graduation, and I don't know whether it's just for the graduation episode, but
Maybe they just sing graduation songs.
there's a lot of songs on that CD. There's a lot of songs that are left for the season to happen. So I don't know. This is gonna be a ridiculous number of songs in that episode, I think. But
It'll
actually.
just be all song.
And then so Sam and Joe have this really awkward conversation, and I was like, why is Joe
Yeah, the same
talking
thing
with
happened
them?
again.
And I was like, oh yeah, the God Squad. That was like a thing that was there for like two episodes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, Sam was in the God Squad. I forgot that.
I was also just like, okay, wait, what's Sam's history again? Like, why is he talking? Wait.
Yeah, it's weird, especially like with the whole Sam and Mercedes thing, knowing that like Sam's had sex and is like all about sex now feels weird too because Mercedes wouldn't have sex. So that's odd, but I don't know.
What is Sam doing after graduation?
Sam isn't graduating, he's younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna become the Sam, Blaine, Artie, and Tina show.
No. No.
Okay, so did we talk about the rehab boner?
Do we have to?
Of course we have to. It's the biggest point of the episode.
Get
Yes.
it? Okay.
So yeah, that happened. It was a thing that happened on Glee.
I didn't even realize what had happened until afterwards. I was like, wait, what are they? Because I was like distracted because I was eating really spicy ramen. And then all of a sudden, like, weird things were going on.
Yeah. And conveniently, there was nobody else around this time in physical therapy, even though in the old time there was like a ton of people around.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really like they would never like Sam, no, I keep calling him Sam. Joe might be allowed to like stand there, but he would never be left alone with her to do that. That's really weird.
I know.
And I th see, the thing is, I think the only reason I didn't have issues with was really cute, and I was just like looking at her and not paying attention to what was going on.
Well,
So,
some of us
like,
didn't.
you could have just been looking into Samuel's eyes, and then that would have been
I
fine.
mean, I was, but it that just made it even more creepy. Because then, you put yourself in the place of Diana, like it does.
They were trying to do like a. They're trying to do like one of those things that like happens, like the pool.
Okay, and they could have done it because actually I feel like they have a fair amount of chemistry.
Yeah.
And even in the scene, they had a fair amount of
Yeah.
chemistry. But instead of the chemistry being like, oh, good, plus one, it was like, ew, this is happening during your rehab. What are you doing?
It's. I don't know. Okay, so but describe the ew.
It's that it's not at a time when it should be happening. It's like
But that would be a sex. I mean, okay, the
oh,
idea of
well,
him
but it shouldn't,
doing.
but no, but it shouldn't, he shouldn't be the person doing
Yeah.
that.
Okay,
She's
well,
in
I'm saying.
such a compromise, but yeah.
Yeah. I know. But I'm just saying, if that situation came up, even though it never would, it would be, like, arousing.
Yes, it would, but also there would be like doctors around and like.
Well, the fact that they, like, almost kissed in the first place was really odd, too. It's like you're gonna kiss at rehab. Like.
I know.
Where did you have your first kiss? Oh, at rehab.
Yeah.
While he was lifting up my leg.
Yeah.
And
Well, yeah.
his hand was dangerously close to places that it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from the boner. We have oh yeah, Artie apparently doesn't exist anymore. So for that
Yeah.
storyline
You
anyway.
can only have one person in a wheelchair per episode, Dan.
Clearly, and clearly, so now I don't even know whether, because he didn't seem like, as far as I remember, he didn't react to them singing the duet together. So now I don't even know whether he was supposed to be acting like her or what.
Who knows? There'll probably be something with him at some point. Or maybe there won't be ever again because there's so few episodes left.
He's gonna be the main character of the next season.
No, it'll still be Lea Michele.
No. He's the only person left, and it's gonna be all about him directing their trip to the moon. And
No, it'll be all about Lea Michele being directed by Artie on a trip to the moon.
all right. And then I just want to mention Rachel has this really hilarious face that she does while Samuel and Quinn have their duet, and it's fun.
I didn't notice it.
Okay, so they like say something about like having sex all night long, and she's like, "Oh!" And she like looks at Finn. She's like raises her eyebrows and like does this like giant like frappy face thing that's like really ridiculous. Right, and then Will has a storyline,
Yeah.
and I'm talking about it.
I mean, I think it's I this is why Will needs friends. This is why Will needs friends in a nutshell.
Yep.
He's so ill-adjusted. He's just so
He's like, he needs a therapist.
he, I think he does need a therapist, and I also think he needs to like go out and find friends.
You know what he needs that he hasn't had in too long is some male friends that can maybe be like, "You're being a pussy, get over yourself."
Well, okay. I mean, like a female friend, I would tell him that.
That's
If
true.
I knew Will, I'd be like, Will, you're being ridiculous. Get over yourself.
Will.
Also, like Emma's saying of like, oh, you know, like what you guys have with, you know, between you and the Glee Club, it's never gonna go away. Like, okay, I loved my teachers in high school. I really did. I really loved them. And I said, I will visit you guys. Every year, you know, like whenever I come back, I'll visit you. And they're like, yeah, you'll do that for the first year and then you won't. And I was like, no, I'll be different. And it was completely true
Yeah.
because you aren't in high school anymore and you need to get past that. And Will has never gotten past high school.
Yep. Well, my question too is, okay, I understand that these kids are more important than any other kids beforehand, but it almost seems like they're like the class that he started with, even though they aren't. Like,
Yeah.
it seems like he's never gone through this whole senior thing before. Like, it's weird. I
Well,
don't.
it's because he's clearly not invested as a Spanish teacher.
Yeah, well, he's not even a Spanish teacher anymore. He's a history teacher.
Well, okay, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, look, I sympathize with Will, and I think that the idea of doing a storyline about him being upset about the kids leaving makes sense and could have been done well. It wasn't, and we had this instead.
Because he goes crazy.
Yep.
He was completely nuts. He could be sad about the kids. He could like break down in one of the Glee, you know.
Yeah,
He'd be
that
like,
makes it long.
and you should all go on to be happy. And then they'd all be like, oh, Mr. Shu, what's wrong? He'd be like, I'm sorry. I'm
Clearly, you should write
happy,
this
but
show instead and play Will. But I will say, I do miss the Will at the beginning of the season that I really liked, that was like very gung-ho about winning nationals and that was very focused and wasn't being like, let's do Whitney Houston this week because you guys have issues. Let's do...
Also, who has issues? Because, what?
Yeah, what
the... It was so contrived.
Yeah, it was stupid.
I was glad that they sang Whitney Houston, but it was contrived.
Yeah. All right, emails?
Emails.
All right, this one is from the Cupcake Sniper. he left in his thingy, what's it called, the subject line. He's like, you can laugh at my email address. So I think it is email address. Can you read it?
Sure. Hey, I have been listening to this podcast for a while now, thanks to Danny. And do you say it Riz?
Yeah,
that's but, Marissa, right?
Yeah, Riz is Marissa. Yeah.
And I have been watching Glee thanks to Riz. And after Riz mentioned my infamous John Travolta suit tragedy last week, I decided to write in and call Riz by the nickname she hates and to discuss Glee. I am not sure how to set this email up, so I'm just going to talk about random gleeful things. Wow, that pun was awful. But props for the pun anyway.
Okay. Yeah, do you know that that's like the number one Glee podcast is called Gleeful?
Well, that would be a good idea for us to do, Dan.
That was, they, so that they already existed before we existed.
Well, okay, but as we've mentioned before, we often wish that this podcast had the name Glee in the title.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been easier for people to find. Anyway, back to the email. Says, I vote yes for Muslim week. So do I. Mm-hmm. So do you, Dan.
Yep. Okay.
When you guys brought up the Tina switch bodies storyline, I immediately thought of the two-part series finale of Full House, but that could just be me.
Do you know about this episode? Because I had never heard of this before.
I didn't watch Full House.
Ever?
I mean, like, I've seen random episodes, but, like, I didn't...
Wow.
I didn't have a TV when I was, like, really little. Like, basically for the 90s, I didn't have a TV.
You missed out on a gold mine of beautiful stories.
I saw things, like, at people's houses a lot. I just didn't, like, ever watch Full House.
So, I mean, I watched Full House a lot, but I didn't, like... watch it enough to know that about what happened in its series finale, so I didn't know this episode existed, and it sounds ridiculous, and I'd like to watch it at some point, so
yeah.
Thank you for that.
And I finally think that Tina will get to finish the solo, because you guys said Tina would become Rachel or something. I would love to see Finn as Kurt, but I feel as if I'll get offended. Yeah, that could be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the email. The Whitney episode was okay. Riz shares the same opinions as I do to like a T, which is strange, but she's probably going to email you guys anyway, so okay, blah, blah, blah. I really did not like Jesus Samuel in this episode. Everyone was crying, and I just didn't give a damn for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll continue for you.
Okay.
And then he goes on and says, Kurt and Blaine was extremely sad, but extremely oddly provoked. I don't know how to put it into one word, so there. Kurt was innocent but guilty, and Blaine was understandable but overdramatic, and Chandler gets his own bullet point. I agree with everything you said about Blaine and Kurt, by the way.
I just still don't think Kurt was innocent.
I mean, it's I don't know.
He did it with a malicious intent, so I don't...
Well, I don't think it was a malicious intent. I think it was he felt bad because... He missed being felt like having someone actually like make him feel special, and he felt like.
But that's not that. Then you don't respond by cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's just, and he knew that what he was doing was wrong. Clearly, so he can't plead like that. He just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, and you're right that he never will end up. This storyline won't be brought up. I mean, if the storyline's brought up again, it will just be that like the difficulty of them being apart after college or whatever. It's not going to be like. Talking about Chandler again, I don't think. Yeah. So, and then we go back to the email. In the words of Riz, Glee really outgayed themselves with Chandler, and that's coming from her. But that boy was so flamboyant and jumping that I thought he was gonna pull a muscle or something. What do you guys think is the fate of this character? Do you guys think he's gone, or will he come back? Will he be the reason that Clay and relationship will crumble? Wow, did I really just use a shipper name? I hope to God we never see him again.
I don't think we will. I mean, yeah.
And I didn't even hate him. I just don't think that he has any use on the show, and a better character to break them up should happen.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
with Jesus and Quinn, I really like their story in the Valentine's Day episode. Now it's kind of obnoxious to me. I was ready to gouge my eyes out with a spork during their duet. No, I need to even talk about the awkward physical therapy scene. Oh, people hate that physical therapy scene.
Yeah, it's because it was during physical therapy,
Yeah.
which shouldn't be a place for sex to be like made for scene.
Oh boy.
And I read final
Yeah,
thoughts.
go ahead. No, I want to read the final thought.
Oh, okay.
Final thoughts. Folklore Adrenaline should redo Bohemian Rhapsody. Agree.
Yes.
Allison Hannigan should guest star in Glee.
Absolutely,
Definitely,
yes.
completely agree. Except, okay, the funny
She
thing
can't
about
really sing that well.
she can't, she specifically asked not to sing in the Buffy musical episode.
Yeah.
So I well, she did sing in How I Met Your Mother's 100th episode though, so maybe she's warmed up.
I mean, she sort of sang in Once More with
She
Feeling.
had like a sentence.
Yeah, and one of her sentences was like, I think this line is mostly filler.
Yeah. I don't know. But still, I think he'd be a cool guest star. And they should kill off Rory.
But he wasn't even. Oh, God.
He already is killed off. He never existed. He's just a leprechaun
And
that
what happened with Sugar? No, you know what? I don't even want to go on this.
appears.
Let's keep going.
Mr. Shu should sing slash be sang the Gaston song from Beauty and the Beast, because there's a line about a cleft chin in that song.
That's a good idea. Also, just for like other reasons. I
Yep.
feel like it fits him.
I want him to rap again. They brought up his
Plus,
rapping.
he will. He will at the wedding
Yeah,
dance.
but I don't think I for some reason I don't think we're gonna see the wedding. Am I crazy to think
Come
that?
on, they're gonna like have it at the high school or something.
For some reason I have this feeling that the next season will start and they'll already be married.
We'll
But
see what happens.
I guess that's giving them way too much credit to assume they're not gonna do a whole nother episode like dedicated to it, but
Because it's gonna happen in November,
oh yeah.
and they're all gonna come back.
Oh God, they're gonna be on the moon. Okay, wait, let's just take it. Let's just take a second here. Well, I'll finish his email and then we'll go to this.
Go ahead.
So to say goodbye, I'll leave you guys with a Buffy reference. Carpe diem.
Yay.
That's a good Buffy reference, but it's also just like funny to call that a Buffy reference because it's just like a phrase people say. But all right, and then he's Sawyer, and I just want to say thank you to Marissa for like spreading the gospel of rural intensity, and
Yeah, seriously.
so, like you've gotten two other people to email us, like to be enough of a fan to email us, so that's pretty awesome. So mad
Yeah,
props to you.
thank you so much.
Yeah. So okay, we're gonna take a pause before we read Marissa's email for
Okay.
me to. Well, do you actually have any ideas about what they could actually be doing next season?
No.
Like what could they possibly be doing? Like the only thing that like seems feasible to me, except that it isn't revolutionary, so I don't think it is what it is. But the only thing I can think of is that like since a lot of people are going to LA and a lot of people are going to New York, that they could have three separate storylines, one in New York, one in LA, and one at the school still.
Yeah.
But like even then, like the people in LA are like Puck and Mercedes, and like I
People need to be dropped.
well
I think they'll do a New York storyline.
so okay, so could it be just New York and but how would they connect to each other?
I think I hope what happens is that just every few episodes we get a little bit of what happens in New York, and then every once in a while there's an episode where like they come back. That's what I would really hope. I don't know that I don't even think that's what they're going to do, but that's what I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't it doesn't I can't see a po I can't see this going well, I guess. I mean, I am interested to see what they try, but I feel like they're just done. These characters are done. And a part of me just says, why not just keep who you have and have the next generation and have, you know, there's a lot of
Well, that would be really great, but knowing that they're going to keep them,
Yeah.
I would really like just once every few episodes you see a scene, and then they can have like a Thanksgiving episode and a Christmas episode and a spring break and a, like they get done with school for the summer.
But if they're keeping them, well, okay, first of all, if they're keeping them, then I'm going to predict that the first 10 episodes, not the first 10, first 4 episodes of season 4 are in the summer. And but if they're keeping them, they're not going to make them be in like 4 or 5 episodes. They're the main characters. I don't think they
They
never.
can't stay the main
I think
character.
they are. I think they said that.
Oh, God.
But the other thing I'm thinking, even if they did like the next generation, I don't even think that would be good. Except that
Wait, how do they, who do they mean by the main characters?
Rachel and Kurt and Finn. Pretty sure they've said.
Maybe
I
none.
might be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure they said
Because it's possible that Rachel doesn't get into Niada and then stays.
God. Maybe she kills Will and takes over the Glee Club.
They're co-captains.
I. But do you agree with me that even like okay yeah it might it'd be more exciting for next generation stuff, but they've done everything, like legit like there really isn't more story for them to tell here,
I know.
like it, at most there's another season unless you're just gonna completely revamp the show. I mean part of me is just saying if you're like why not just do the spin-off and just have it be in New York and just have it be about things in New York.
Yeah, I think they might kill the entire show by trying to run two storylines at the same time.
Yeah, like nobody really cares about the people left at the school except Blaine, but I don't really care about Blaine. Like, look, the thing about Blaine's weird is like I love Darren Criss, and once in a while he does a song where I'm like blown away by it, but a lot like something about the way they use him or something about the way they auto-tune him a lot is like a lot of the songs he does, I'm just not enjoying anymore. So I mean, like, I don't care what anyone at the high school, including Will, if Will and Emma, if I never saw another episode with Will and Emma or Sue again, I would be happy. Like, so I don't know what they're gonna do, but I guess we'll see. I don't know. It, no matter what, there really should be more than 5 seasons of this show, and I hope there isn't.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, if they could completely blow me away and revamp the show to such an entirety that it feels fresh and so that it can have more seasons than that, but I can't really. If they're holding on to the school, I feel like that's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Or I don't even think that's the problem. I think it's that they should let go of the characters and then make it just more focused on character development in the next few seasons rather than like plot points to touch on. They should have real character development because it's not like it's impossible to have a show about high school.
It's true. I will say here are the people that I think we won't see next season are Mercedes, Puck, and Quinn and Mike. Well, yeah, no, I don't think we'll see them.
I think we'll see Mike at some point.
I guess if Tina continues on or takes on a bigger role, then we probably will, but
But I don't like not frequently at all.
yeah. Who else is there that might be gone?
Sue might be on maternity leave.
Do you think Santana will
If
continue?
Brittany is still.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure they've only guaranteed Kurt, Rachel, and Finn. Yeah. I feel like Santana is more of a big deal than Finn at this point, so I'm surprised they haven't talked about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Marissa's email. And I feel bad for Marissa. She starts off by talking about how this one's she was kind of brief and last minute because she was. We had a lot of. There was some weird email issue going on. It wasn't with us because we did some test emails and stuff, but she emailed us a longer thing a couple days ago and it just never showed up. And she tried to resend it and didn't work, so she had to rewrite it. And I don't, something it was weird.
Yeah, I saw that stuff sort of unfolding on Twitter,
Yeah.
but I just sort of assumed it would all work out.
And it sort of did, but it's not as full an email as she wanted it to be. But,
Yeah.
all right. So she goes, I am guilty for crying over the claim plot, but only because of that scene in Emma's office. Blaine was a bit overdramatic and can totally live on in high school without Kurt. But he had a total reason to be angry at Kurt for flirting, texting with Chandler. And speaking of him, wow, Glee really outgave themselves with this guy. The Kurt and Bert scene, for all I remember, Bert was a potential hoarder with keeping back Kurt's stuff, and Kurt was being a drama queen. I agree with that, but.
I think it's hard to really relate to that without going through it. Like,
it's really weird seeing parents react to like their children going away for college until like you see your parents react to you going away for college.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay, this is pretty universal.
Joe and Quinn, just wow. That plot was really odd to me, especially physical therapy scene. And doesn't Quinn need a doctor to help her recover correctly and not a boner?
Yeah.
Oh boy. And their song Gag Me with a Spoon. I don't
They
why
could
is
have
it
done this storyline so much
why
better.
does everybody hate their duet? I
I didn't hate their duet, but like sort of watching it, I was like, this is awkward. I don't want this.
Okay, the people, do you think people mostly hated that duet because they intercut scenes from the rehab thing?
Yes.
Because I thought the duet was good. I like both of their singing. I don't know.
No, it's a rehab, I think,
All
for me
right.
anyway.
Clearly, I'm just okay with sex in a rehab facility, so. Anyway, can I just say that I loved So Emotional, sung by Rachel and Santana? It's my favorite Whitney song. What I loved about this episode was that it wasn't just a Whitney episode or honoring her. The characters were the main focus, not Whitney. And I think the worst song of the episode was My Love Is Your Love. It felt very campy to me, and I just didn't like it. We'll get to that when we talk about the songs, I guess. But, I about the whole thing of it being like mostly about the characters and not about Whitney, I do like that, but that is part of what contributed to feeling just tacked on.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think they should have done. I don't just don't think they should do tribute episodes.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they totally fit into the storyline. Like, I'm trying to think of some sort of scenario. Like, okay, actually, the West Side Story, like at least that fit in the storyline.
Yeah. I liked the Rumors episode.
Yeah, that was good too.
Don't know. And then I moved back to the email. And I was totally bored to death by the Wemma plot line. Will's a poop head again. Why didn't he think of Emma when scheduling the wedding outside? And don't you think it's kind of creepy he wants the Glee Kids to perform at his wedding? I think he wants them to perform at his at this so he can perform at all of theirs.
Probably.
I don't think it's creepy that he wants them at their wedding. I mean, it's kind of unusual.
Wait, hold on. My mom. Hello?
Guest starring Clary's
Hi,
mom.
mom. Sorry, I'm still podcasting. Okay. All right. Bye, mom. Yeah. I'm so cool, guys. This is why the relationship with your parents is never the same because.
Just finishing off Marissa's email. Sorry if I've sounded bitter in this email. It's been a rough week and I'm rushing to choral practice. Love Marissa. P.S. I'm determined to find the room of angst.
Me too.
The room of angst.
I feel like my room is kind of a room of angst.
Right, songs. This is getting long. Oh. How Will I Know? Rachel, Santana, Kurt, and Mercedes. We sort of mentioned this already, but you thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was good. I thought this was one of the better ones.
The performance was really good. It was really just the situation that was just really random and silly. I like this group of four people, and I like the a cappella. It was a good song, but I wanted to dance with somebody with Santana and Brittany.
Meh.
I mean, I appreciate any time that Brittany sings. I like her singing. It was very auto-tuned, and the music video part was sort of weird. It was okay. I don't know. Saving All My Love with Jin, yes, which is Joe and Quinn.
I mean, yeah, musically, I didn't mind it at all. I just really didn't like the rehab stuff.
Yeah. So emotional, the very sexual Santana and Rachel performance.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. And I was it is I don't It felt like they were talking to the audience and they were being like, no, there's no way we can possibly do another duet together before the end of the season. Like, I was like, okay. And then It's Not Right, But It's Okay with
So
Blaine.
again, the music video weird thing was weird.
I hated this song, and the fitting the It's Not Right, But It's Okay into the dialogue was really crappy too, and it's blah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that I hated it.
I
I just
hated it.
meh.
Meh. And then I Have Nothing with Kurt. It was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't fantastic, but it was good.
Solid Kurt song.
Yeah. And then My Love Is Your Love. So she said, Marissa said that she felt it was really campy, and it was, but I kind of felt that it was like appropriately campy this time.
I mean, the episode was pretty campy.
Yeah, but I also just felt like if you're ever going to be this sort of campiness feeling that they're having, I feel like this is the right time to have it, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, I felt sort of campy. Not, I mean, like, I don't know if you can feel campy, but I mean, I felt
I
like.
am campy.
I mean, I feel like you have more, you're more likely to have campy moments in the final month of your school than you would any other time.
Sure. Sure.
All right. And then we have a quick little Moni email where she just goes, "Hey, I feel bad that I don't have anything to say about Glee. I'm feeling pretty meh about it at the moment." Understandable. But do you guys watch The Good Wife? I totally recommend it. That's all. I'm going to listen to the podcast now.
I don't watch The Good Wife. What is it?
It's supposed to be good. I've heard good things about it. I've never watched it, but I.
I'll give it a try, probably during finals week because that's when I watch television.
What?
Shh.
It's when you.
Finals are so much easier compared to my normal schedule because I don't have classes that or work.
That's funny. I mean, it's supposed to be a very well done dramatic show, with a good female character. There are just so many shows, that
Yeah.
like that kind of thing, even though I know it's like supposed to be good, isn't really up my alley, so I don't really plan on checking it out, but all right. And so there are a couple things here I haven't really mentioned to Clara, but I'm mentioning them to you now. How do you feel about at the end of the season of both Smash and Glee doing a crossover podcast where we just kind of talk about the shows together and sort of compare them and discuss their differences and stuff?
That sounds cool to me.
I think it would be fun if we could get some, because I know we've gotten like vague reactions from people who watched both or people who liked Glee who gave it a try and didn't like it. If we could get some good listener feedback and see how people think about the different shows and if maybe I was thinking maybe we could talk about like a comparison of just like season one to season one once their season one smack is over. It would be a fun thing to do just over the summer.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. And then we're coming up on episode 50 of the podcast, and I wanted to like make it celebratory. So I have some ideas, and I don't think I'm gonna
Did
talk
they
about
involve food for me?
food for you. they can if you would like that to involve food for you.
Well, wait, when is this episode going to
It's gonna
be?
be in the summer.
Okay, so did they involve food for me?
Sure. They involve tons of food for you that we'll eat on the podcast.
Good. I like this episode.
I have some interesting ideas. I decided I'm not gonna mention it right now. I'm gonna mention it to Clara afterwards, and if she agrees, maybe we'll let you guys know next time.
Oh.
But so that will probably be during Glee Project time.
Cool.
Or we could just that could be the crossover one, I suppose, if we wanted it to be. Which makes so it sort of makes sense, but all right, and then I have another little tangential thing to mention, and that's that I am strongly considering starting a third podcast, which may make some people groan who want our schedule to make, remain consistent. I understand that. but well, I mean, the season's almost over anyway, so I if anybody knows The Legend of Korra, it's a TV show, it's a sequel to Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's a good show, you should check it out. I know it's a cartoon, so people will be like, "Oh, a cartoon," but it's a really good cartoon. And me and some friends here at my college are considering doing it. So it would just be me from this podcast, but it would be like other people that you guys don't know yet. And it would probably be they'd be shorter episodes. They'd probably be like, 25 to 35 minute podcasts, so that it wouldn't take up too much of my time. So I guess thought I'd let you guys know that if there's anybody that I don't know how much crossover appeal there would be, but I mean there are some young we have some young listeners, so maybe they know about this. What? What?
Thought you were gonna say like we have some youngins like
Some youngins, the youngins, the whippersnappers.
the youngsters.
So yeah, I guess that I'd mention that it's not like concrete yet, but we're gonna try to do one this weekend, and if it happens, I'll just mention it in case you want to know about it. And then also our other podcast, the Smash Cast. It's a podcast about Smash. You should check it out if you like Smash, or if you're just if you think we're awesome and you want to hear more about us, you should listen to it. If you want to check out our blog for Glee, it's oralintensitypodcast.blogspot.com. If you want to be awesome like Sawyer and Marissa and send us an email, you can do so at Moni. You can send us an email.
Didn't have to say.
You can send us an email at oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com. So do that. That's cool. You want to be awesome again, you could go on iTunes and rate us and become our 30th rating, because we've been 29 for so freaking long. It's driving me crazy. So do that. That'd be nice. You know, some ratings, some reviews. You know, we haven't gotten any in a while. And if you want to follow me on Twitter and get updates about when we're podcasting and when episodes will be up and stuff, and I'll let you know, like, if we're going to be late and if, like, when it's going to happen.
And I have a Twitter, too, so.
Yeah, so mine is dwhite685. No, that's not true. Is that true? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I get it mixed up with another thing. At Twitter, and Clara is cgibbons99.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not always going to be talking about podcast stuff, but we will talk about it. And I keep saying that I try to live tweet the episodes. It just keeps happening that I'm busy. Speaking of which, it's like only a couple minutes until, not a couple minutes, but it's like 20 minutes until Smash, and I don't think that's gonna happen tonight. But you know, I'll do my best in the future when things are easier. Yep. All right, this has been a good one. Hour and 12 minutes.
Woo.
I think that's all us podcasting and not just random.
Well, there's my mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your mom. All right. So thank you for listening. And email us, oralintensitypodcasts@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to dance.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fall.